Good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except for December and February. And the next monthly meeting will be on January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, the Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I know I'm the only one in the Echolink system at this point, so I'll open the floor to any and all stations. Come now, please. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Now taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
PC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing tonight? The floor is yours.
Yeah, I've been working here, and I just realized that nobody picked up the net. I didn't hear anything, so I figured I would do it at 9, but if nobody did it, but usually I do that, but the I just got back in a couple hours ago, and my main computer crashed on, it's been flaky, but it finally really quit. Old computer. I've been waiting until I had the chance to put in a new one up, you know, with Windows 10 so I could start playing with it, and I just decided, no, I don't have time. So I put another old one in, much better than the old one. It's Windows XP. It's a nice Nexlink machine. I originally sold it. Customers upgraded. I got some of the old ones back. It's an Intel motherboard, 845 motherboard with a Pentium 4. You know what? It runs absolutely great. Nice clean load of Windows XP, gigabyte of RAM, which is, I think, I don't know what it originally, they made it 512. And I'm using Outlook 2003. I was had 2002 in the other one, and that's one of my hesitations is that, you know, I've got old Outlook, but the newest new Outlook I got is 2007, and do I really want to spend money on 2013 or 16? And I guess I probably should because I'm in the business, but I don't feel the need to as far as functionality. So anyway, I just need to get going real quick, and I popped this one in there, and boy, does it run nice. So I'm gonna, you know, update, but I don't have to as far as functionality. It works great. But I'm gonna update, and I'm gonna do dual monitors because most newer boards have dual outputs anyway, so it's not a big deal. And I'm gonna do Windows 10, whether I think that's a good idea or not, just because I might as well fight with it, and You know, stuff like that. If I really had the money, I'd go and get a new one with solid state drive and really get it, you know, screaming fast, but I don't think it's really necessary, especially not for the, what it would cost to do it. So, anyway, So I stuck it in temporarily, and I actually put it in the car and took it home with me over Thanksgiving to work on and tweak and do things with. And so before I put it back under the desk, I just spent 2 hours with the vacuum cleaner and straightening out all the wires and cables and you know, really cleaning that out. I figured while I had the thing out there, I might as well do that. I had to do it sooner or later, so... Next thing I knew, it was I went out and got a little firewood, and next thing I knew, it was 9:05. So anyway, I don't know if there's anybody else around. This is KC2WI, and this is the Lewis County Roundtable. Over.
Yeah, KD2FM here, Pete. I picked up the net tonight. So far, it's just you and me. I guess I can throw it out there and see if anyone else is out there wants to check in with us. KD2FM with the Black River Valley Service Net.
KA2ZRMZ. Good evening, Kevin.
KA2ZMZ, Jack, I haven't heard from you in a long time. I tell you what, take the floor, it's yours, because I know you got to get ready for Octen shortly.
Okay, well, I don't have much to offer anyways. We got to a high of about 43, which it is right now. And other than that, it's been kind of rainy and gloomy all day long. But could be worse. So I'll just say 7.3s all around. KA2ZMZ, back to you, Kevin, and I'll catch you on the other net. KA2ZMZ.
Okay, Jack, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. Yeah, hopefully you heard that new call come through, KD2JWC. That's my friend Matt down here in Oneonta. He's actually the fire chief on my fire department, and he got his ticket. He passed his test almost 3 weeks ago now, and he got his license just about a week ago. So he's been bugging the airwaves pretty good here, so it's great to hear him on the air, and he's also supporting Octen with us here on the 8.5 repeater in Oneonta. So, all right, with that, I will throw out another call. This is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins or comments, questions, or queries. Come now, please.
Evening, Kevin, and 5ALW.
WATU.
All right, yeah, we picked up a couple more there. N5AOW, Bob, and WA2U, forgive me, for some reason I can't remember your name. I'm having a mental block here, but we'll get to you in a second. Bob, go ahead, take the floor.
Okay, Kevin, N5AOW, and the other call is John. He'll be with us in a little bit. Had a good day today, rainy all day. I got some inside things done, enjoyed that, spent some time on a computer, did a little time on 40 meters and played around a little bit that way. Not a whole lot going on here, but it seemed like the temperature stayed in the upper 30s and dropped down to about mid-30s at one point. I think there was a little sleet on the road from time to time, but it stayed relatively rain, so that was all right. Good safety factor anyway. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. Didn't want to hold things up too long. 73 to everyone, and I'll turn it back to you, Kevin, and 5AOW, back in that control.
All right, Bob, it's always good to hear from you, so that's great. All right, KD2FPM here, net control. We're going to take WA2U. John, you are on the floor now.
WA2U.
too. Actually, I'm on my chair. But anyways, very good, Kevin James. I believe down there in Oneonta. Good evening to the assembled multitude on frequency. Just turned on radio a little bit while ago. I heard Pete in there and been on for a few days. Been busy with activities here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. And we've had people working on our roof. The contractor came bright and early, well, at least early on Monday morning, was here today and with the weather, and hopefully tomorrow. So kind of winding up things, I guess, 100% of the roofing is on. Just got to put a cap out on the front here. They had ordered that. And we got some odds and ends for them to do, trying to keep them here as long as we can. So we'll try to convince them. We'll keep throwing money at them and see what we can get done here while they're here. I'm afraid they take off and then try to get them back here again. So been working with that. Did some ordering, not necessarily on Cyber Monday, but today. Everyone has specials out there, so it's only a special if it's special to you. But anyways, we ordered some stuff for different weather through Carhartt. And kind of interesting, Pete, you probably enjoy this. Boy, snowmobile, certainly, if you get the, trying to think of the name of the group that I was looking at, a certain particular brand. It'll come to me when I'm done with the net here, I guess, they're listening. But boy, they go everywhere from $400 to $1,000 for a snowmobile suit, so it must make them really, really special. Anyways, we got some stuff, and it should suit our needs. And Saturday, hopefully the weather will be halfway decent. We'll get to camp. But it's been a few days since we've been on. We've just been busy getting up very, very early and calling it an early evening. So, Kevin James, thanks for picking up the net. Congrats to your friend there and getting his ticket. And we'll turn it back over to you. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. And my apologies for getting your name. Sometimes I just kind of look at something. I know what it is, but I just get in a mental block. All right, this is KD2FPM, the net control for the Black Rivers Valley Service Net, if I don't get dyslexic here. Looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. All right, yeah, I'll throw myself into the mix here right now. Looks like we got about 43 degrees on the outside with cloudy skies here in Oneonta. Got about 0.3 inches of rain today. I didn't do a whole lot today myself, unfortunately. It was one of those non-productive days. That's because I was so productive over the weekend installing that new antenna for my friend up at his camp, and we're able to see all the WKTV broadcasts crystal clear now. And, of course, I've told you guys CBS is now part of their lineup on Channel 2.2, so that's a wonderful addition to the Mohawk Valley and the Southern Adirondacks and Northern Catskills down here, so that's a great thing to have. Tell you what I'll do, I'll throw a call out there one more time, see if there might be possibly someone else wanting to check in or comment. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, calling any last-minute call-ins.
WA2, comment.
KC2NBU, just quick in and out for the count.
Okay, we acknowledge KC2NBU with an in and out, and WA2U, go ahead, you have the floor.
Okay, good evening to Ray joining us, WA2U. Yeah, it's the old amateur rule of thumb, I guess. It's all about height, and more height. I had, 3 amps to use, and I recently put up an antenna. Kathy's enjoying. We got, I think, about 20 stations on our outside antenna. We're at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir with a lot of trees around. So I put up I don't even remember what brand it is, an antenna. It's about 30 foot, and it's got a rotor that's talking. Anyways, she's happy. She gets all the Channel 24 channels, Channel 24 WCNY. And we get all the twos and the threes, and I guess five pops in once in a while. We haven't seen that. Nine, 33-68. Of course, the 24-33, I don't know, but it's all free, except for the challenge of fighting with the inclement weather when I got that up. But it's nice to know you can get the TV without having to pay for it. I guess in one sense or another. WATU.
Hey, John, just curious, are you able to pick up channel 40 out of Utica? I know it's a low-power digital. I'm just curious how far they actually reach out. This is KD2FPM, Net Control.
Yes, that's a very interesting question, because at one time I got channel 40, and I did get channel 20. I do not get channel 20 now, and I do not get 40. I think if I go a little bit more to the south, I could probably pick it up, but I don't want to compromise that 24 out of Syracuse. Kevin James, go ahead, WTU.
Okay, yeah, received. Yeah, 24, they have a translator, I guess, down in Utica. I think it's a low-power digital translator. I want to say it's on channel 22, I think it is, or something like that, that actually takes that signal and then repeats it out for the Mohawk Valley. Yeah, TV 40 is that WVVC, which is antenna TV, and then they've got Cornerstone and Retro TV, and then they do the radio broadcast on that. I was just curious how far that signal actually gets out, because I know I can't pull it in down here.
Yep, once it came in fine. It's just that the antenna is so directional. It's, just so people realize, some of these antennas that have a built-in rotor, they turn so fast. So what I've done now is I'm hoping that the antenna will actually freeze up in a position, that antenna rotor. I know that's the opposite of the way a ham would think, but once it locks in, because then I can go out and the mast is very easy to reach, and I can easily put a pair of ice grips on it and fine-tune it in comparison to the rotor speed, WATU.
I had to stop laughing there for a minute. Yeah, there's nothing like using the Armstrong method. So, yeah, unfortunately, that was almost the method I wound up using with this antenna when I put it up, because they tell you in the instructions there can be no splitters, no blocks, no barrels, nothing. It has to be a solid piece of coax from the control head to the antenna head, because I wound up with a situation either I got picture or I got the rotor to work, but not both. So, and you're right about that rotor being a little unforgiving. So at one point, I had my poor friend up on the roof of the camp doing the Armstrong method with it to settle it down. And unfortunately, we used what they call percussive maintenance, and he shook it violently to see if he could wake it up. Now, if you get a visual of that one with a guy that weighs about 300 and change on a roof shaking an antenna, I apologize for that visual. So... all right, with that being said, we'll look to see if there's any other comments or queries or late check-ins. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 9:24 p.m. and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in, KC2WI, KA2ZNZ, N5AOW, WA2U, KC2NBU, and of course myself. I was the net control KD2FBM. And like I say, I want to thank you all for checking in tonight, and I'll say 7-3 to all those that listened. And I will sign out at this point myself, too, and thank those that make the Echolink possible on this repeater. It's much appreciated. Until tomorrow night, I will... catch you then. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Message. KA2ZNZ to the United Counties. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. station. Come after the tail drops on your repeater, please.
KC2MBU.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack. And Ray.
Okay, very good. KC2MBU, good evening, Ray. N5AOW, good evening, Bob. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations that would like to check in tonight. We're the loud traffic. After the tail drop, please. Okay, thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73's the ball. Have a good evening, good day, and hello. KA2 Delta.